All right, this weekend I started hearing from so many people freaking out about the fact that the HOV lanes, the MinPass lanes on 394, so between downtown Minneapolis and Highway 100, kind of the separated lanes, they are going to be closed in both directions until November. And then next year, all spring and summer, they're going to close the regular lanes and have you, well, they'll close the westbound first, and then you go into the HOV, and then they'll close the eastbound. The bottom line is, between our closest suburbs in the West Metro and downtown Minneapolis, at the worst bottleneck in the Twin Cities, that annoying 394 onto the on-ramp to get into the Lowry Tunnel, it's going to be even worse. And so in a construction season where we're already closing down multiple lanes, fixing bridges on between 280 and 94 in between Minneapolis and St. Paul, what the heck are we doing? Isn't there a better way to do this? To get answers, we invite Tim Nelson, the Metro Construction Director for MnDOT, to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Where, Tim, I ask you, if you run into somebody and they're like, well, hey, what do you do for a living? Do you like try to deny the fact? Do you hide the fact that you work for MnDOT?
I usually confess to it, and I always listen to people's complaints, but we also get a lot of compliments out there too.
We like when it's done, Tim. We don't like the road to get there is no fun.
Nope, but we're always trying to work We're trying to work for you guys and not against you.
All right, very good. Well, let me ask you, because this 394 project, this, you know, every summer I think we always feel like it's more projects than before. This really just depends on what your route is, right? Like, are there more projects than there are normally?
No, we run about the same amount of projects every year. Just it really depends on where you're driving. And, you know, we have some bigger impacts that are, you know, in more of the heart of the city and affect, you know, some more commuters by the numbers.
All right. This weekend, my phone was lighting up with everybody sending me the update that the HOV lanes around 394 are that there's going to be bridge work. Lay it on me. What is going on in the West Metro? Kind of it's when this is the main way the West Metro gets into downtown Minneapolis and sort of the gateway to St. Paul, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we have a large project on 394 that's starting up. We're going to be repairing 34 bridges and the ramps around there, you know, including a lot of bridge deck repair and, you know, trying to just make the bridges last longer. So that everyone can continue to drive it.
So to do that, you got to shut down some of the roadway. And this project, how long is this going to be going on?
Yeah, so this is a year and a half project. There's a lot of bridges, a lot of coordination, a lot of traffic out there, and we need that year and a half to kind of complete all that bridge repair. So we have about $70 million worth of work out there and need a little bit of time and flexibility without having traffic on it to complete that work.
I think whenever you do a major long project like that, I always wonder, why not just rip the Band-Aid off, shut the whole thing down, and get this done? I don't know. Could you get it done in 6 months if you entirely shut down the highway instead of spreading it out over a year and a half?
So, you know, we kind of are doing that on this project with we're going to be having directional closures and routing that traffic onto the reversible lane. So that's kind of what's going to happen next year. And the work this year is closing the reversible lanes to do the work on that. So essentially, we are kind of closing the roadway to take off the Band-Aid to go quicker. Because there's so much work out there, we can't just close down all of 394 and, you know, get all the work done. It takes time and staging to get through all that work.
Is that, I mean, I think because Minnesota built the 35W bridge so quickly, every project we all look at and we're like, well, why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? Theoretically, could you do that if you were willing to cause like massive disruption? That's sort of the equation, right? Do you cause massive disruption for a shorter period of time or moderate disruption for a longer period of time?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the work. You know, there's a lot of time that we need for you know, curing concrete where we can't work on there. You know, also going around the clock is difficult. It makes a lot of noise. I'm not sure that the residents that live there would want to listen to jackhammering every night for, you know, say a couple months or a few months to do that work. And then it takes a lot of staff, and I don't know a lot of people that want to work, you know, 6 months straight of nights either. So it just takes a lot of time, resources, and disruption to the residents to work around the clock.
Tim Nelson is the Metro Construction Director for MnDOT. So part of the, you know, this part of downtown, I think people get really frustrated with, because it seems like no matter what time of day, 394, if you're coming from the west towards the Lowry Tunnel, is always backed up. Is any of this work going to help that, or is that a different sort of solution?
Yeah, it really, the biggest issue with Minneapolis is the Lowry Hill Tunnel there on 94. That's the biggest reason why 394 backs up. With this project, we are not adding capacity. We're not changing anything with the Lowry Hill Tunnel, so it will not help with the congestion that's out there.
So, Tim,
that will be another study.
Yeah.
So, another project.
This is the worst kind of project, right? Because nobody gets all that excited about fixing up some bridges that are getting older. But there's no sexy reveal when the whole thing is done. But this is some of the reality of the fact that a lot of our bridges and our highways are 70 years old, 60 years old, and this is sort of the work that needs to be done, right?
Yep. Yeah, we have a lot of infrastructure out there, and all the infrastructure needs repair. So, like you said, it's not a glamorous project of, you know, that's going to get a big ribbon cutting, but it is a necessary project so that we can maintain our bridges for future years while we, you know, try to develop a solution to the congestion and the Lowry Hill Tunnel.
Yeah. Tim, Tim Nelson with us from MnDOT. Wouldn't it be interesting if, like, politicians would come out for ribbon cuttings for these sorts of things, right? I mean, I think when we look at the surveys of our road condition and our bridges condition, like, a lot of this ongoing maintenance is sort of the work that we're in desperate need of, right? This is safety stuff.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to drive under a bridge and have something fall on them. So it's all that repair work is necessary, and it's necessary to keep the bridges moving so that we keep the traffic moving.
Yeah, sounds good. Do you think, should people just maybe stay home for the next year and a half? Would that, if you live in St. Louis Park or Golden Valley, this is going to be tough over for that part of town for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would encourage, you know, to, you know, try to work, you know, different hours, maybe instead of everyone leaving, you know, to start work downtown Minneapolis at 8 o'clock, you know, to start earlier or to start later, and just, you know, leaving Minneapolis at the same time. Or if you have the ability to work from home, you know, I think any of that would help with congestion. So,
yeah.
But I think that's all things that we're encouraging to, you know, Minneapolis businesses. You know, obviously we still want people to go out and support all the businesses, you know, in Minneapolis and along the corridor. So anything we can do there to help with the businesses, because construction does impact all of them, but, you know, also trying to work from home if you can.
And there's some construction going on 55 right now as well, right? So that's sort of the main alternate for people if they're looking for another way to get into downtown other than maybe going up and around, right? 694 down, 94 to get in. But is there work at 55 right now?
There is. We have a smaller rehab project to kind of repave the area and fix a bridge there on that project. That project is slated to begin here in July and should be wrapped up in the fall. So any of the construction work then on 394 that will have more of the traffic impacts next year can use 55 as an alternative without having construction on it.
But not until next year. So that it's going to be rough. I mean, the reason you want to get the word out is that this is going to be very disruptive. It just is.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Traffic is going to be worse than, you know, what it is today.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's not your fault, Tim, but I may blame you. I need someone to blame. It just.
That's fine. I always take complaints.
Tim Nelson is the Metro Construction Director. Kind enough to spend a little time with us this afternoon. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Jason.
We all hate construction, right? I mean, the texters are channeling the frustration. And my friend Andy Bram, who writes for the Star Tribune, he wrote a thing about the 94 construction. The issue, I think, is that we have so many units of government doing so many different construction projects that it feels like if you had a broader picture of things, you might stagger things in a different way. So, like, we get it. You had to close down. I want you to fix the bridges, right? And it's, like I said, it's not fun. It's not sexy. It's not increased capacity. It's not a prettier boulevard. It's not a bike lane. We're fixing up old bridges so chunks of concrete and metal don't fall on you.
Which seems like a good idea.
It's a good idea. But it's slow, it's long, it's annoying. And to think, like, for a year and a half, we're going to take away basically two lanes of outbound traffic when it's rush hour going out and two lanes when you're going in. It's going to be bad. 394 is going to be bad. I always think that it would be better to flood the zone, to just say,
shut the whole thing down. Get it all done in one shot.
Because instead we just drip, drip, drip. But Texas says, well, businesses could go out of business if they shut everything down
for
6 months.
Part of it.
How do the businesses prefer the drip, drip, drip for a year and a half? I don't know. It's hard.
There may not be, and this is probably the truth, there may not be a good option.
There is.
Right?
I think that's right. And you do see in other parts of the country, you see more 24-hour-a-day construction, that nighttime construction. Here, you don't see a lot of it. I will say this. The fact that drivers are so inattentive today, I'm not super excited about making construction workers be in the middle of the highway in the middle of the night. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I don't know.
Well, and especially as you, somebody that had an experience on 394 in the middle of the night, you know.
I had a wrong way driver coming right at me.
Our friend Dave Schwartz will be joining us here in about 40 minutes. Just text me, everybody who drives 494 every day is yelling at the radio right now, including me, screaming, hold my beer, 94 drivers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the construction, we got what, 494 with a big shutdown, 100. 94. I mean, it feels like it's everywhere. They claim it's the same as always. But I will say this, my drive is unaffected by any of this stuff. So refocusing back to what I care
now,
about
but
in
see,
my
that's,
show.
That's where this gets to be, you know, kind of hairy is you don't know where the detours or where people's secret detours are going to be. And so all that traffic that would have been on whatever road that they're, you know, messing with has to go somewhere.
Downtown.
And that's where it could affect you.
You think it's going to come up to...
I don't know.
I mean, downtown apartment. I just have to walk across the street. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Dave Schwartz is going to join us in 30 minutes where he will tell the story of having his first pedicure. Now that he's stuck in traffic listening, now he knows that I'm going to ask him about getting his first pedicure. CBS News coming up.